Hello again. As you may have heard earlier, the Criminal Assets Bureau has sold two properties linked to organised crime groups in Limerick and Longford for over €250,000. The sale included a farmhouse, stables and land which housed a horse trotting track in Badyke in County Clare. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been following this story. Paul, tell us about this property that was sold in Limerick.
Yeah, this was the one in County Clare. This was seized from 52-year-old William McInerney, whom Cab says is a trusted member of the McCarthy Ryan organised crime group. Now, that gang, as we know, has been involved in a murderous feud for over 20 years with the Dundon organised crime group, which has cost 17 lives in Limerick. Now, Cab says the property, the farmhouse, stables and 18.5 acres of land was bought to disguise the proceeds of drug dealing and other organised crime activity. A track was built on the land for organised illegal sulky races, which Cab says were then used by criminals to launder money through gambling and horse sales. Now, McInerney himself was a jockey and a horse trainer for other members of the gang who trained, and he trained and stabled the horses. He has convictions for drugs, theft, assault and passing counterfeit currency. He was on social welfare but still bought the farmhouse and land at an auction for €233,000 in 2010, and then he paid a cash deposit of 10%, €23,300. He claimed he got the money through the sale of another property, investments in Lanzarote, the sale of a Toyota Land Cruiser, and he said he also found €5,000 to €6,000 in another house. He also said he got the cash deposit through a combination of horse trading money, which was under the counter, and he said he also met two people named as Marie and Cha for a loan of €156,000, but didn't sign any forms at that meeting. Now, Cab says as part of its investigation, it identified and dismantled a complex money laundering scheme using various bank accounts and mediums in Ireland and Spain. The High Court ruled the property to be the proceeds of crime. Cab seized it and sold it this week for €175,000.
Where then does the Longford connection come in?
Yeah, well, that relates to a three-bedroom detached cottage in Longford, just outside Granard, under a half an acre of land. It has an outhouse as well, which was used as a bar and gym. Now, that was sold for €79,000. Cab says the cottage, which was extensively renovated, was the home of the Longford criminal Edward Blondie Stokes. Now, he's currently serving 7 years in prison for a violent assault on a man in a pub in Granard in 2018. The house was bought in 2014 for €24,000. Stokes said that came from inheritance, family loans and wedding gifts, but an estimated €400,000 worth of renovations were carried out, including the installation of a bar, which was known as Blondie's Boom Boom Bar. Now, Stokes claimed that his father-in-law had built this bar for free. And now Cab says Edward Blondie Stokes is a member of the Stokes organised crime gang. It says the gang set up a sophisticated illegal chop shop business whereby it broke down and resold vehicles and machinery which was stolen in the UK. Now, the head of the Criminal Assets Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Michael Gubbins, has said that these seizures are part of the Cab's deny and deprive strategy, whereby trophy homes, luxury goods, high-powered cars and cash are all declared the proceeds of crime and taken from criminals.
Paul, thank you. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.